Last week, from June 1st to June 6th, the University of New Brunswick hosted the Canada-wide Science Fair, a national event put on by Youth Sciences Canada. This year marks the fourth time that the fair has been hosted in Fredericton. Among the 390 students from all 10 provinces and 3 territories who attended, 15 were from New Brunswick, 5 of whom came from the Fredericton area. Rennie Barlow, the executive director of Youth Science Canada, explained what the Canada-wide Science Fair is and how those 390 students were selected.
Well, the Canada-wide Science Fair is the pinnacle of the STEM projects network that takes place across the country. There are approximately 100 regional STEM fairs across Canada in every province and territory, and they bring together about 20,000 students and their projects, and out of that they select the 339 projects and 390 students who are here at the National Fair to compete for the sort of recognition as having the best STEM projects in the country.
Those students competed for nearly $1.3 million worth of awards and scholarships. Heijin Wang, a student from St. John, New Brunswick, took home a Platinum Award, meaning the judges felt that her project, titled Controlling Humongous Fungus, Cyanobacteria as a Biocontrol Agent for Root Rot Fungus, was among the best in its category. However, Rennie noted a rising trend across all projects at the fair this year.
There are some amazing projects. We have a lot of projects, for example, that are making use of artificial intelligence or machine learning, you know, with access to that through the internet. Many of these finalists are self-taught in terms of using those tools, and so that is really growing. They're looking at doing things like image analysis to perhaps diagnose disease or do that sort of thing. We have projects in robotics. We have projects that are very much pure science, investigating the causes of various things, why things work, why things happen the way they do. So it covers the whole range.
This year's shift towards AI-based projects seems to follow a wider trend in schools. Here are Trudy McNeil and Amanda Boutlier, who are both science teachers at Harold Peterson Middle School in Oromocto.
Compared to the last time we were here, where there might have been one or two, there was a lot of AI-based projects this year that are using AI for diagnosing like illnesses, and it kind of boggles the mind that these are high school students that are creating these things. So those really stood out to me.
So we both go to Learn East, which happens in New Brunswick for teachers every August. We've been going for a few years now. And last year, 2024 session was all about AI, and it was phenomenal. And I would say within the last 2 years are when our students started showing some initiative and some knowledge about AI and what it can do, and certainly how you can use it to cheat on projects and things like that, which all goes along with the job. We teach them how to use it to their advantage, but not cheating on anything, making it work for you.
Amanda elaborated on how that AI use plays out in the classroom.
Yeah, so I'm the science teacher, but I'm also the technology teacher. And yeah, I've gone to quite a few sessions on AI this year as a teacher, and I've introduced it to my students. In fact, they're using a program right now to help them design their project that they're working on in science. They're using an AI tool that's helping guide them through how to make a green screen weather forecast. This is kind of my first real time using it on an actual student assignment, and it's fascinating. It's developing. We have tools that just were created for us to use as teachers just last week that we now can use. So it's developing so fast. It's fascinating to see like where it's going to go next, especially with education, because there's the whole ethical part of it too.
Joel Amaldus, a grade 10 student from Calgary, is a shining example of innovative AI use among the projects at this year's Canada-wide Science Fair.
I created a portable AI ultrasound that you could bring to remote communities and basically find cancer earlier and save more lives. I took the basics of those large ultrasound machines and created it into a small compact device, which basically takes an image, and then after that, it sends it to a device that has my AI running on it, trained on thousands of images of breast and liver and thyroid images, so it can find exactly where your tumor is in a matter of seconds, like less than 5 seconds.
And was that kind of the result that you expected, or did it even surprise you?
Yeah, it kind of surprised me that it could find it so quickly, but also so accurately. Like, I have an accuracy of 98.1%.
Joel's project received a bronze medal from the judges. Students from Fredericton were also well represented at the fair. Here's Ritika Gawa, a grade 11 student at Fredericton High School.
So my project is about an enzyme called matrix metalloproteinase 2, and what it does is that it eats the collagen in our bodies. So I looked at its activation in transgenic zebrafish scales. So the first part of my project was to see if there's actually activation in zebrafish scales, because this is the first time this has been done. And then the next part of my experiment was to use different types of treatments to see how this enzyme is affected. So two out of my three treatments came out to be insignificant, but there was one that did come out to be significant, so I was happy about that. I worked here at a lab at the UNB. I worked with a professor, and I used confocal microscope to get all my images and get all my data.
Some students, like Leah Coakley, another FHS student in grade 12, combined athletics with science.
My project focuses on building injury prevention programs for female soccer players and determining which exercises are better for different phases of injury prevention and rehabilitation. I've noticed that there's been a lot of lacking research on calf muscles, especially since they're so important in the sport of soccer, since there's so much running that athletes have to do and their calves are placed under so much stress. And I'm also going into kinesiology at UNB Fredericton, so really interested in learning about this before I get to my studies.
Other students took on projects with wider ecological and economic implications. Here's Harshuvardhani Medakumar, a grade 8 student at the Montgomery Street Middle School in Fredericton.
My project is on bioplastics and how I created my own bioplastic bag prototypes to hopefully replace traditional plastics in the future. So as we know, with like the plastic pollution crisis, we're told we have to stop using plastics or that we have to stop producing them. But the basic truth is that we simply can't, because plastics are everywhere, including like the clothes that we're wearing. So the only viable and reliable solution that we have to the plastic pollution crisis is replacing them with bioplastics. What I ended up doing was I set a certain criteria that my bioplastic prototypes had to follow in order for them to meet the same industrial level as traditional plastics. So my bioplastic had to be produced with a straightforward process and in a certain time frame. My bioplastic had to be pretty durable and then economic efficiency, so it had to be cheap to produce. Because as we know, plastics are very cheap, which is why most companies would prefer plastics compared to bioplastics. I then moved on to creating my first prototype. I want to highlight three main ingredients. So gelatin, which was the base, pectin, which provided the structural components, and then glycerin, which provided elasticity. And I found that my second prototype was the most successful, and it held up to 1 kg. That's comparable to obviously traditional plastic.
Trudy summed up the importance of events like the Canada-wide Science Fair and the ways that these projects look towards the future.
I mean, these kids are top-notch on the projects they've done and what they're presenting. And as I walked around, every time I come, as I walk around, I just think, I needed this. This renews my hope for the future, because the kids here today are our future. The robotics that they are creating will be used for medical advancement someday, and biodegrading plastic and reducing plastic waste in our oceans, and everything that we need on this planet, they're working on it right now, which is fascinating and uplifting.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.